Follow Jimmy on Twitter at Jimmy Mathis Show or email Jimmy at jmathis@wbal.com.
So an announcement that isn't a huge surprise. Larry Hogan, founder and chairman of ChangeMaryland.org, told a group of supporters yesterday that he will be throwing his name in the hat for GOP candidate in January for governor. Joins the program now. Mr. Hogan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Good. First of all, I apologize for not being at the Fall Harvest Party last night. My intentions were to be there, and I got tied up. You've done an amazing job.
Yeah, I'm sorry you weren't there. It was really a heck of a turnout, and I'll tell you, I was frankly... I was just blown away. It was very humbling, and it was something I'd never seen before. We had over 1,100 people turn out for this event, and there were a couple of people commenting in the Baltimore Sun this morning that they had never seen anything like that in 40 years. It's a pretty exciting night. We would love to have had you there.
I promise you have my word I'll be there next time. You've done an amazing job with Change Maryland right now. Your number exceeds 65,000 members. Change Maryland, an independent group. I'm assuming you're running as a Republican.
What I announced last night was that I was going to have an announcement in January. But
okay.
Yes, obviously I'm a Republican, and our group is a bipartisan group, and nearly half of our members are Democrats and independents, because as you know, in Maryland, Republicans only make up 26% of the vote. So the only possible way to win is to build a coalition with conservative Democrats and independents, and giving them a convincing argument to cross over and vote with us instead of with the other side.
Well, and that's how Ehrlich won. You look at the taxes right now, a large portion of Marylanders that are being hurt by these taxes are Democrats. They are minorities. They are people in fixed incomes. So,
it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, the 40 consecutive tax hikes. O'Malley likes to talk about sticking it to the rich, but really only a couple of these taxes affected wealthier taxpayers. Most of them are regressive taxes that really hurt the average working Marylander, and people have just can't take it anymore. I mean, I believe that people are finally going to be fed up enough to be willing to do something to bring about real change in Annapolis.
So, Change Maryland, you have over 65,000 members. The field is sort of already set. Do you feel like you may be operating a little bit at a disadvantage? You know, getting a little bit of a late start.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I mean, we have run the most successful campaign for 2.5 years. The campaign to change Maryland has been we're the largest and fastest growing movement in the entire state, and we've been gaining momentum left and right. I've been all over this state for 2.5 years talking about the economic problem. So, there currently are no filed candidates for governor, so
right.
I don't think anybody has any kind of a leg up on anything. I think we've built the strongest organization, and we can probably put together the only campaign that has a chance to win next November.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you look at Maryland, which, you know, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2.5 to 1, but the Democrats, and again, it's early in the race, but they really are imploding upon themselves. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown would have a tough road ahead of him regardless, and obviously he's not helping his cause. Doug Gansler, need I say more on that?
So, well, you know, it is interesting. I can't remember the last time we had such a divisive and competitive Democratic primary, and, I believe that that's going to help us win next year. So I think they're going to be fighting each other between now and June, and then we'll finish them off next November, whichever one survives.
I want to get your take real quick on Common Core. I know that's something that you guys haven't spent a lot of time on over at Change Maryland, but it is picking up. The opposition to it is picking up steam here in the state of Maryland.
There's opposition all over the place,
right,
and for good reason. I mean, it's just a terrible program that wasn't well thought out, that they've just forced down people's throats. And it's not just people on the right that are upset. It's people on the left as well. And, even the teachers union saying that they can't implement these things, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So it's not something Change Maryland has been out front on, because we focus on the economic issues, but it's certainly something that I'll be talking about in the months to come. People are really fired up about it. They're fired up about these taxes as well.
Absolutely. Larry Hogan from Change Maryland, how can people learn more about you?
They can go to changemaryland.org or check us out on Facebook/Change Maryland, Jimmy.
It's always a pleasure. You guys have done a lot of good work over there, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Larry Hogan from Change Maryland. Taking your phone calls next, 410-467-WBAL. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. Coming up next, Vinny DeMarco joins me in studio.